بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد Dear respected ulama kiram, brothers, elders, young friends and my mothers and sisters listening from home, I, on behalf of the Islamic Dawah Academy, firstly, would like to greet you with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we would like to welcome you to our 25th annual youth conference. Everyone is requested that to make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the annual youth conference. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it a means of guidance spreading all throughout the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it a means of bringing a positive change in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He grants us sincerity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens our hearts up so that we are able to take in and digest what the speakers are going to share with us today. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the hearts and the minds and the tongues of the speakers so they are able to share with us those things which are beneficial for us, which will have an impact on our lives so that we can secure this world and also secure our hereafter and secure a good death. Programs such as these are a great blessing and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we move away from the Khairul Qurun, the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the time of the Sahaba, the time of the Tabi'een, tribulations, trials, hardship, difficulties, fitnas will increase. And the more we move closer to the era of Dajjal, these will intensify even more. And at times like this, we learn from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it will become very difficult for a person to practice his deen. It will become very difficult for a person to be identified as a Muslim. That in person he is proud to show to everybody that he is a Muslim. He will feel embarrassed, he will feel shy. And at times he will end up compromising his deen. And we learn from the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when these trials and tribulations come, they will be very confusing and mind-boggling. That a person, he will not be able to differentiate between right and wrong. He will not be able to make a decision that should I be doing this? Is this in conformity with Sharia? Or is this something contrary to Sharia? So in order to preserve us, in order to safeguard us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created different means, has created different ways that if we hold fast to this, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prophesied that these things are going to happen. But like every other problem that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, he did not leave this world without presenting to us a solution. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also given us a solution to this as well. And at times like this, at times of fitnas, at times of trials and tribulations, at times when it becomes difficult for a person to practice his deen, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given a number of directives. And one very effective directive is that we attend gatherings such as these. Those gatherings wherein the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are shared, those gatherings wherein the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are shared, those gatherings which are conducted by God-fearing ulama and mashayikh and friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to participate in these gatherings. Why? Because these gatherings are like forts for us. They are a safeguard for us. If we come to these gatherings, then we will understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes from us. And if we are heading towards the right wrong direction, then by coming to gatherings such as these, we will be able to change our attitude, change our behavior. And instead of heading towards the path of Jahannam, we will once again be treading towards the path of Jannah. So if I humbly request that wherever we find opportunities to attend gatherings such as these, that we hold fast to them. If we hold fast to them and we sit in the company of the pious, and we love the pious, then us loving the pious, we will want to spend more time in their company. And the more time we spend in their company, the good qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed them with, they will also rub onto us. So inshallah, we are participating in today's 25th annual youth conference. And in order to ensure that we are able to benefit, we have not just come over here just to pass our time. One thing which is very important is that we need to listen attentively. When we look in the Quran and Ahadith, wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed that we need to listen to something, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the word istima'. And the meaning of istima' is not to merely listen, but to listen with intent. To have an intention of why we are listening. Now what does this mean? How will we understand, how will we be able to gauge that we are listening with intention? Our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah has drawn up a few points that if we adhere to these points, if we keep these points in mind, then we will be participating in a gathering and we are listening. Not only listening, we will be listening with this element of intent as well. So firstly, what we need to keep in mind, our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah mentions that we need to sit motionless. Yes, today the program will be long and there may be brothers who are not used to sitting. But sitting motionless means that our attention should be towards the speaker. We should not be engaged in doing anything which will distract our attention, divert our attention. It is mentioned in regards to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in that when they would sit in the gatherings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would sit so motionlessly. They would be so motionless that they would be described as if birds were sitting on their shoulders, birds were sitting on their heads. That is how motionless they would be when they would be in gatherings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the first point that we need to keep in mind. The second point that we need to keep in mind is that we need to listen with our ears. We need to listen with our ears. Our ears shouldn't be here and there, that what's happening on my right hand side, what's happening on my left hand side. Whatever the speaker is saying, our attention should be fully towards the speaker. Thirdly, we need to listen with our hearts and minds as well. Many a times people may be listening that yes, the speaker is saying something, but our minds and hearts are thinking about home, are thinking about other activities outside the masjid, are thinking about other things. So let's direct our attention totally towards the speaker. We should be listening with both, with our ears, our hearts and minds. Next, what we need to keep in mind is that we need to lower our gaze. And again, what does lowering our gaze mean? Lowering our gaze means that we should be paying attention to what the speaker is saying. We shouldn't be looking here and there, observing what's happening around us. And the final point that we need to keep in mind is that whatever we listen to, we have this intention that we are going to practice upon it. If a person listens to something with this in mind, that I want to practice upon this, then he will be listening with intention. He will be listening fully attentive to the speaker. And together with that, if a person has made an intention that I want to practice upon what has been said, through this intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us the ability to practice upon what has been said even after the program finishes. So everybody is requested that during the course of this program, to keep these points in mind so that we are able to benefit fully from the words that are mentioned from the front. Inshallah, to initiate today's program, firstly, I would like to call a student, Abdul Samad Nisar, to come forward and recite a portion of the glorious Quran.